As you read the prophet Jeremiah, you learn that the prophet exposes the sins of the people. He calls them out for their idolatry, for their immorality, for their godlessness, for their refusal to keep the feasts. He tells them that judgment is imminent, that is certain. He does call them to repentance. And as you come to chapter 17, though, of Jeremiah, you kind of, at least I was, very struck by the one thing that he said, if you just do this, everything will turn around for you. Let's read together in verse 19 of Jeremiah 17. Thus the Lord said to me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, by which the kings of Judah come in and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say to them, hear the word of the Lord, you kings of Judah and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem who enter by these gates. Thus says the Lord, take heed to yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem, nor carry a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, nor do any work but hallow the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. But they did not obey nor incline their ear, but made their neck stiff, and that they might not hear nor receive instructions. And it shall be, if you heed me carefully, says the Lord, to bring no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day to do no work in it, then shall enter the gates of this city kings and princes sitting on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes accompanied by the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. That caught me off guard because it just seems like a bizarre solution to such a vast problem. How could it be said that all they had to do was observe the Sabbath day as it was intended to be observed? And that would ensure that kings were sitting on the throne of David forever. The only reason that he could make that claim is that God understood that to keep the Sabbath as it was intended, that is, for the Sabbath to be observed and to accomplish the reason for which it was initially given, that we learn about back in the book of Deuteronomy. Remember that when they observed the Sabbath and they were commanded to do no work, anyone in there, it says in verse 15 of chapter 5, remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. The reason that a proper observance of the Sabbath day could accomplish a complete reversal and turnaround for the condition of the children of Israel is because the children of Israel then would have been aware of the fact that God had been gracious to them, that God had delivered them, and they would be put in their memory. They would be reminded of his graciousness toward them. And it's that memory that would have changed their actions. It would have changed their conduct. It would have humbled them and caused them to turn to the Lord. And I want to suggest to you that the same kind of thing could be said about the Lord's Supper. What is the one thing that if we just did it with the most sincerity possible, with the truest of motives, and really getting back to the purpose for which it was instituted, that could solve all of the church's problems, that could solve our problems with immorality, it could solve our problems with our passivity, our lackadaisical attitude towards the Lord, our worldliness, all of the things that we wrestle against, it's truly remembering what Jesus did for us. Can you imagine Paul saying, if you would only keep the Lord's Supper, everything would be just wonderful? And it's true. because it's the love of God that compels us. It's the love of God that compels us to serve Him and be faithful to Him. And so that's my encouragement to you this morning. You know, when he talks in 1 Corinthians 11 about examining ourselves and not eating and drinking in an unworthy manner, he says the reason that these things are not happening, or the results of that not happening, is that many are weak and sick among you and many sleep. This would fix us. This would wake us up. This would rejuvenate us. This would raise us from the dead, if we would just remember Him in a worthy manner. So let's think about these things as we partake this morning.